Dear the Murder of One, I will forever remember this episode as the one where original vampire lore expanded in a totally different way, and Finn was the expendable one to show us that. Oh, and it's also known to me as the one where Damon used another moonstone in the soap dish kind of trickery. Sincerely, Bridget.
Dear the Murder of One, the feelings are off the charts. This episode gives you heartbreak, love between friends and siblings and lovers. We all have a blood on our hands, as Caroline says, because most of the time we do something wrong or hurt the people we love the most. Sincerely, Christina.
Oh, so deep. Bringing it in deep immediately, Christina. Oh my God.
Yep.
Welcome to Dear Vampire Diaries, where today we have the distinct pleasure of escorting you through this episode of The Vampire Diaries, Season 3, Episode 18, The Murder of One. I'm your host, Bridget, and my guest with us today is Christina. Hi, Christina.
Hi.
We won't be delving into future episodes, but we will be discussing this episode, The Murder of One, in detail. You've been warned. Speaking of warnings, we have a content note. The Vampire Diaries contains heavy themes. Please check the episode description for trigger warnings and resources. You can support the podcast by going to the Buy Me a Coffee link in the show notes, following the show on social media, which is also in the show notes, or by leaving us a great review. You can also write into us at dearvampdiaries@gmail.com. Okay, Christina, so we have two summaries. We have the HBO summary and the Peacock summary. Now, the HBO summary is... Stefan's emotional turmoil leads him to a dangerous confrontation with Klaus, and later to a heartbreaking moment with Elena. Klaus and Rebecca discover how to motivate Finn to cooperate, but Rebecca's more interested in taking revenge on Damon. And then the Peacock summary is, Damon and Stefan enlist Elena, Caroline, and Matt to help with their new plan to destroy Klaus.
Yep.
We obviously have someone at Peacock is like, no spoilers! You know what I mean? They're like, we can't reveal anything! And someone at HBO is just like, oh, and also Finn. Oh, and also Damon. And also Rebecca. Like, we've got two very different coverages going on here.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's get into it.
Okay.
We start off at Alaric's apartment. Well, the threshold of Alaric's apartment.
Yeah.
Because Elena knocks on the door, and Damon is like, obviously hiding something and like won't let her in, but he will take the chocolate muffins that she bought for Rick.
Yeah.
I would also take those chocolate muffins, Elena. Thank you.
Blueberry muffins are my favorite.
Hell yes. They are. Oh, beautiful. God, I'm so hungry. Okay. Anyway, so other than playing this just for comedy, I don't really understand why they keep this from her at first, because it's like they reveal it to her later that they're working on the stakes. Like, there's this big reveal on what the boys are up to in Alaric's apartment, which is that they're using Alaric's tools to, like, make stakes. And
But it's like the surprise effect.
It's the surprise effect of the Vampire Diaries. We need shocking things in every episode. While they're doing this, there's like heavy metal music in the background. It's like boys' night, and they're just like turning the Wickery Bridge into stakes. And Alaric says suddenly that he wants to turn himself in, but they won't let him, which is fair. He's probably safer around Damon and Stefan anyway than around some random humans who are just deputies. My God. And instead, Damon actually insists that he put on the Gilbert ring. He's like, we're going original hunting. You need to be protected. And
Stefan says, Klaus needs to die. We finally get the chance to kill him, so you're not going to turn yourself in.
Yes. Hell yes. And I also love a little interaction where Stefan comes over to Damon, and he's like, he hands him back a stake, and he's like, needs to be sharper. And Damon's like, okay. And he's like, I'm not going to miss this chance with Klaus just because you can't whittle. It's great. I love their little, like, brother's reaction.
Stop micromanaging it.
Yeah, micromanage. Stefan is such a micromanager. That's who he would be at work, for sure. So we go to the woods where Elena is telling Caroline the news that Alaric is the one who killed her dad.
Oof.
Which she takes kind of well, considering.
It's like The Vampire Diaries of, like, yes and no, and maybe something is going to happen to it.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe this will simmer and come back later. Oh, boy. Yeah. You never know. But Elena is trying to, you know, essentially reason with Caroline and be like, she talks her down. She's like, he didn't choose this any more than you chose to become a vampire, or, like, Bonnie's mom chose to become a vampire.
Yeah.
Speaking of Bonnie's mom, when they all meet up with like Matt and Stefan and Damon, they're like, where's Bonnie? And Caroline's like, well, her mom bailed on her again, so she's, you know, we should probably just leave her out of this one. But I'm like, yeah, but maybe you should stay in texting contact with her all day. Maybe. Maybe it's a good idea to just do... They need Find My Friends so bad. This is not an advertisement for Find My Friends. Okay. So Damon and Stefan obviously come out and they break the news to the others that they're like, we have so many weapons. We have 12 stakes that can kill Klaus.
Yeah.
And that's so cool. And meanwhile, we cut to Klaus, who is cornering Finn on a random street. And I love the way that Finn goes, hello, Niklaus, or whatever like whatever his accent is. It's fantastic. I know it's supposed to be British, but it's...
yeah, but like British English, British Welsh.
Right, or like lower class, yeah. Kind of. Like, what is the... Yeah,
hello, Niklaus.
I don't know. Anyway, it's got like a great like annoyance of like a little brother. Hello, little brother ring to it. And... Klaus says, I need you to come home with me. I've got a witch at home that can unlink us. And Finn is like, why would I want to do that? You'd lose your precious Rebecca. And speaking of Rebecca, she appears and they kind of corner him and they ambush him into coming home with them. We cut back to the woods where Damon and Stefan and Elena and Matt and Caroline, my God, it's the Scooby Gang.
Yep.
They are rehearsing killing Rebecca. There's this great moment where Damon walks over to Elena and he like almost touches her, but it's awkward and it's cute. And even Caroline kind of smiles a little bit.
Yeah.
You know? But she does still get a dig in at Damon when he's like, Rebecca's lonely and desperate. And she goes, clearly, she slept with you. She and Elena look like they want a high five in that moment. So petty. But I also love when he says, yeah, Rebecca's lonely and desperate. Matt, if you go back, Matt makes this face like, yeah, makes sense. I get that. I mean, I relate. Like, that's what he looks like. He's thinking.
I gotta watch this again.
Yes, you have to look at Matt's face right there. So, Stefan sets up this other scenario where he's like, Elena, here's a crossbow. Matt, you play Klaus. And I'm like, maybe one of the vampires could play Klaus? If Elena is pointing a crossbow around at people, maybe someone who heals quickly could do that. I don't know.
Okay. One scene I loved the most.
Yeah.
Stefan says, Caroline, why do I have to be Klaus Bait?
Caroline. Because
he's obsessed with her.
I know. Oh my God. I love it so much. I am so here for the Claroline chemistry so much.
Yeah.
Speaking of Klaus, we go to the Michelsons mansion where Rebecca and Klaus have brought Finn back, and he says that he's going to try to use Sage to convince Finn to want to live. And Sage is there, like, obviously still very in love, like, very welcoming towards Finn. And they're sort of reunited in this cute little corner over in the corner. But meanwhile, the siblings are plotting. And I love that Rebecca's like, do you need me? I have a few errands to run. The errand is revenge. It's revenge. It's always revenge. And Klaus is like, yeah, I've got your blood. I know, you know, where to find you. And he's texting Cole. Cole is like, let me know when I'm needed. And we're like, uh-oh, that can't be good.
Bad Klaus. Bad
siblings. So we go to Damon's room where Damon and Alaric are hiding the stakes. And this is probably my favorite scene where Alaric goes, did you learn nothing from the moonstone and the soap dish? Because Damon is putting the stakes in a wood pile. And Damon goes, why? Where'd you put yours? But before Alaric can answer, which is very important, a crash bang boom in the background. And they go, what the hell was that? They walk downstairs. Obviously, it's Rebecca who is there to ambush them and kidnap Damon.
But the way she kidnaps Damon is amazing.
It is. It's always nice to see women putting Damon in his place. It's kind of, I mean, it's not restorative justice, but it kind of is in my heart.
Yeah.
So we go to the town square where Elena, Matt, and Caroline are there, and they just kind of mention that Bonnie's not returning Elena's calls. And, like, that could be read as, like, oh, she doesn't want to talk to you, which has been established.
Or
maybe it's important that your friend isn't returning your calls. Hey, you live in Mystic Falls. That might be bad. Okay. But instead, they get distracted because they see Finn and Sage together, and they're like, "Oh my God, that's an original! Oh, we've just been practicing killing an original." What do you think of Finn and Sage and their dynamic?
Honestly, it's like love times like
Oh,
900 years
900
in,
years, yeah.
yeah. But he was also like in a box for
Right.
like.
That's what I was thinking. Like, they're kind of, I feel like they had a honeymoon phase, and then he
Yeah.
turned her, and then he got put in a box, and then she's just spent her whole life just being like, oh, that first love, you
Yeah,
know?
but she also said, like, she said she never stopped loving him. So,
Yeah,
yeah.
it's very sweet. Yeah. She's like, do you recognize this town square from our past? And Finn is just like Eeyore, and he's like, yeah, this is where the natives made sacrifices to their gods. And she's like, no, it's actually where we used to meet up to have tawdry sex, my man. And she does end up putting a smile on his face, which is very sweet. And he does say, like, I thought you moved on, which
Yeah.
there's a cute little heart there.
Yeah.
We have Stefan and Elena on the phone. Elena tells Stefan, hey, Finn is here in the town with his ex-girlfriend. And Stefan's like, ha, that's a good one, Finn having an ex-girlfriend. And then he goes, oh, wait, it's Sage. It's gotta be Sage. Yeah. Oh, by the way, I used to have a cat named Sage. Anyway,
How old was she?
she was actually quite young. It's quite tragic, actually. She died from an accident where she jumped from like a very high beam. Yeah.
Oh.
It's kind of appropriate since Sage dies in this one, too. So, too young. My cat did not live to be 900 years old, though. That would be terrifying. Anyway, and I wouldn't know about it. Anyway, back to this opportunity to kill Finn. As he's on the phone with her, Stefan discovers Alaric's beaten up body, and he's like, uh-oh. And he says to Elena, I think we have a problem. Smash cut to the problem. Which is Rebecca's got Damon like Christ figured out, like with his arms out to the side and like bear traps, or what are they, like rat traps? Bear traps,
Bear top.
yeah. And meanwhile, she's like, I found these in the shed. Who would do this to a poor defenseless animal?
He says something like, even for my taste, it's a
Little bit
bit
kinky.
kinky. Yeah.
Yeah, I love that even when Damon is being tortured, he still makes time to like have
Yeah.
great comebacks. Makes him very enjoyable to watch. And she's like, I'm gonna bleed the vervain out of your system. And he's like, why? So you can compel me to be your boyfriend? She's like, no, I'd rather compel you to kill Stefan. And Klaus comes in and he's like, oh, I have some pointers on torture. I kind of know a lot about torture. If you want to hang him upside down, that would be faster. She's like, leave me alone. Let me do this myself. Klaus just like rolls his eyes at Damon about Rebecca not listening to his more efficient torture techniques. It's comedy gold. I love it.
Siblings and then torture.
Oh, they can never agree on how to move forward. Elsewhere in the Mikkelsen mansion, we follow Klaus. Obviously, he has Bonnie. She's the witch that is going to do the unlinking spell.
Yeah.
And he threatens her by showing her that Cole is with Jeremy. And that's where Cole comes in. So Cole is obviously in Denver or whatever. And Jeremy isn't as safe in Colorado as Elena seems to think, which
Thank you.
could have seen that coming. Vampires
Yeah.
do exist outside of Mystic Falls, Elena. Anyway, downstairs at the Salvatore mansion, Caroline's there to check on Alaric, see if he's still himself and not his alter ego. And she brings him this like gross looking thermos of like herbs and
Yeah.
stuff. Ugh.
It's like tea or something.
Yeah,
Yeah.
that Bonnie made, yeah. And she says that she thinks he can be saved. When I first turned, I killed someone that I didn't even know, which is too bad because like we know who it is. We know it was Carter who was like hot and into Bonnie.
Yeah, but also she also liked it. That scene was the most important thing in this episode.
Wow.
Yeah, it's like Alaric and Caroline have the most important conversation, her father and her first
Kill.
kill.
Yeah.
It was so open
Yeah.
and tragic
Yes.
and
Yeah, she says she's gonna take a page out of the Elena Gilbert handbook and just like have some compassion.
Yeah.
And I really love that. Like, I know a lot of people get annoyed with Elena, but I do feel like she does have this genuine heart about her, where like she wants to see the best in people and wants to believe that people can be saved. And speaking of Elena wanting to save people, in the next scene outside the grill, Stefan and Elena are arguing. Stefan thinks that they should just go ahead and focus on killing Finn, and Elena's like, no, now that we know that Damon is kidnapped, we need to drop everything to save Damon. And Stefan makes the point that Damon would lose his mind if they missed a chance to kill an original in order to save him. And Elena makes the point that if the roles were reversed, Damon would drop everything to save Stefan. And Stefan is like, I know what my brother would want. And she says, what he would want and what we should do are very different things. So she's got that moral center there, you know, where like the people involved are more important to her than revenge and killing. And in this episode, we'll see Stefan come around a little bit more to her side on that. But he's got to go through some shit first. He essentially realizes he's got to do this himself. Like, he's like, are you going to help me? And she doesn't answer. And he's like, fine, I'm going to go kill Finn myself. So at the Michelson mansion, it's very interesting because Elena, in quotes, comes in to save Damon. We know that this is a hallucination, but at first, it does seem like the kind of Gryffindor ballsy shit that Elena would do. Walk into the Michelson mansion alone and try to save Damon, which was just what she was arguing with Stefan about. So, like, it is not out of the question that Elena would do this.
The first time I watched this episode, I was like, oh, Elena, here. Yeah, got it.
Totally.
She totally got that. And then I'm like, absolutely. Oh my god, that's a hallucination.
Yeah, you know what? It mirrors in season one when she saved Stefan from the House of 27 Vampires where they were torturing him and she let him feed on her to get strong again in season one. That's exactly this scene. Yeah.
Okay.
And what's interesting, of course, is that they reveal that it's Rebecca who is torturing him with this thought of like almost escaping and not having the girl that he really wants, because right as he and Elena are about to kiss in the reverie, it like goes black and he's like, oh man.
In his banter.
Yes. He mocks Rebecca's need for attention. And believing that he would ever be into her. Even when Damon is being tortured, he doesn't back down. He's still really, and you know what? It is, even though it's stupid, it is something that I kind of weirdly respect. Like, I'm like, yeah. Don't cave in to the psychological torture. Yeah. So elsewhere in the Michelson mansion, we go to where Klaus is taunting Bonnie and using the threats of the people she loves, like saying, I could help you find your mother. And then he's like, or I could just bring her back in pieces. And this is all to make her comply with the unlinking spell. She starts the preparations for the spell and using the blood. There's this weird moment where he's like, where do you want us? And she, like, looks around and is like, I don't know, I guess this goblet surrounded by candles will do, casually. Maybe that's where I want the blood, in this ceremonial goblet that's hanging around here.
Yeah.
So we go to the grill where Finn and Sage are having a beautiful reunion where she is showing him tequila for the first time. She's like, I feel bad for you. You've never had tequila. Same, honestly, Finn. I feel bad for you. There's this moment where this guy walks by, and I guess his name is Troy, and he's like, hey, what's up, Sage? Finn immediately is like, who is that? And she's like, I turned him. And this does not sit very well with Finn. And you can see that he's like, why? And she's like, because I'm in enemy territory. I needed someone to back me up. She's like, you can't trust anyone here.
How many people do you think Sage turned?
I don't know, but she says a lot. She says a lot. They are very lucky in the end of this episode that Finn is not the line from which any of them were turned. But I don't know. Yeah, we only see Troy, her one siree. He's there to be essentially a plot device. But it is interesting to me. I think this is the first time that we've heard, well, we're about to hear more of it in another scene. This is the first time we've heard a vampire have real morals around turning people.
Yeah.
Obviously, Stefan was not thrilled when Damon turned Vicky, but like, this is the first time we've heard like true outrage about it, of like, you know, why would you wish this on another person? You know, I turned you because you were in love with me, that kind of thing. Like that he has like very specific, you know, morals around that.
Yeah, but also, like, Damon has no moral.
Yeah, Damon is not. No, exactly. We've only seen that. Like, we've only seen people like that. And Anna turning Ben back in like season one and just trying to like build an army. Logan being turned randomly. Like, all like that's more what we see. We really don't see people be careful about it. And Finn obviously probably only turned Sage. Yeah, which is pretty cool.
But also, like, he is an older generation and Damon is a new generation.
Totally.
So,
Yes. Different vampire culture there. Indeed. In a terrifying moment, Sage reaches out and grabs Matt's hand because Matt is serving them. And she goes, two more tequilas. And he's like, oh, okay. He's like, I'll tell your waitress. Oh my God, you don't scare me. Oh God. And meanwhile, it's very, very good planning. Like, whenever they rehearsed in the woods, good job because Stefan is sitting there in the background, like listening, and Matt walks over to him to grab his like empty coffee cup, and he also grabs a vial of vervain from them, which is super cool. Around this time, Bonnie starts chanting the spell. Like, the spell is underway. Very important that this happens at the same time. So, meanwhile, in the grill, they're arguing about turning people. Meanwhile, they drink more shots, and there's vervain in them. And Stefan leaves and like makes sure that they see him and they start to leave. And this is intercut with like Bonnie is doing the spell, like the blood puddle is breaking up and going its separate ways. And this interesting sequence happens where Stefan tries to stake Finn, but like loses the stake down the stairs. And then Elena and Matt just like bust out of the kitchen, and Elena uses that crossbow, and it's fascinating to see Matt stake Finn, like Matt, a human, stakes an original vampire. One sad boy stakes another sad boy, and Sage cries over Finn's burning body, which is like worst reunion ever. Worst first date ever. And so we quickly cut back to Bonnie and Klaus, and we see that they performed the spell just in time so that Finn's death only affected him and not the other originals. And they're like, okay, Bonnie, you can leave now. And as she's leaving, she sees Damon. And Klaus is like, oh, do you want to help him? Go ahead and help the man who turned your
Nope, just
mother.
get me out of here.
Yeah. And she just leaves. She's like, whatever. Which fair, to be honest, like very fair. So we go to the Salvatore mansion where the team is all happy and high-fiving. They're like, the originals are dead. Yay! But Stefan, ever the realist, says, I'm not going to celebrate until I see Klaus's dead body myself. Meanwhile, Caroline says that Alaric went home and Bonnie calls, and it's like the first time that she and Elena, I think, have really spoken. Or it's like maybe the second time since like all this weirdness happened. She calls her and she says, Klaus has Damon. She says, the unlinking spell is complete. Klaus is still alive. And when she hangs up, oh my God, I love the way that Elena asks Bonnie if she's okay, and Kat Graham's delivery of the line, I don't know. Like, and she just like breaks down. It's like a beautiful acting moment. Like, she's finally able to feel all of the feelings
Of
about her
feeling.
mom and like everything she hasn't been able to process over the last like few
And
episodes.
Jeremy
And
and
yeah, and Jeremy,
everything.
but I think really her mom here, like of like being alone again, like, you know, oh my God, just to break down next to her car and she's just being used in every direction. And
God.
yeah, it's just awful. 'Cause she got nothing from this. Like, Klaus isn't gonna help her find her mom. You know what I mean? Like, there's nothing for Bonnie in this. So back at the Salvatore mansion, Stefan rushes off to kill Klaus, despite Elena like warning him to act, like don't act on anger. And Stefan says anger gets things done, which is like kind of real. Like, anger is very motivating.
Yes, but also anger gets you killed.
Exactly. Yeah. Speaking of anger getting you killed, Sage and Troy bust in to beat up Stefan. And she's like, I was a boxer and I'm pissed and anger gets things done. And she's gonna beat him up. And then she just starts dying. She just starts dying in the middle of it. She starts coughing. She turns gray. And she's like, Troy, help me! But Troy can't help you, Sage. Troy is also dying. This is where they figure out, oh, an original dies, their bloodline dies. All the vampires that they've turned die too.
So one thing about this.
Yes.
I have Amazon Prime.
Mm-hmm.
So the episode title for this episode is called Tödliche Blutlinie. Means deadly bloodline.
Deadly bloodline?
Yeah.
Oh my god, I love this.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's awesome. Oh, it's so cool to know that the titles are like different. Of course they're different in German. Yeah. Oh my god, that's so cool. Thank you for sharing that. Yeah, it's interesting because like Klaus had Bonnie do this unlinking spell, but they're still linked in another way. Like a different kind of linkage is still in place. Like different kind of dominoes will fall. And I love that. I love discovering, like we had that moment in season two of discovering that the sun and the moon curse was just on Klaus and like didn't affect the whole species. And now this, which we thought was just a spell on the originals, affects the whole species. It's like really cool. I love that kind of shit. So at the Michelson mansion, Stefan arrives with the white oak stakes. He's going to trade them for Damon. When they're like, nah, you don't have a weapon that can kill us. He goes, no, Finn is dead. And Klaus is like, oh, well, in that case, let's make sure that there's no more stakes left. He doesn't even register that his brother is dead. Like, he doesn't give a shit. And we'll come back to that in a second. He compels Damon to leave to test that the vervain is out of his system. And Damon does try to leave. He tries to tear himself away from these traps. And it's awful.
Oh.
When Stefan first arrived, Damon was like, oh, this was so much different in my head. It's a great
answer. Like,
you gotta hand it. The Vampire Diaries knows that they need humor and levity. Like, they know it. Stefan, of course, in his hot-headed anger, didn't think of a contingency plan. Instead of giving up all the stakes, they could have whittled a few more random pieces of wood and replaced the last few stakes.
Oh, no.
You don't think so? You think they would know?
They would know.
Yeah, I guess so. But the way that they do find out is Klaus says, hey, Damon, how many stakes minus the one and my brother are still out there? And Damon's like, 11. And he looks at Stefan like, I'm so sorry. So we will come back to this scene, but we cut to the Salvatore house where Caroline and Elena are trying to trace their vampire bloodline back to an original. They can only lead as far as Rose. But then Caroline realizes no matter what, Klaus did sire one of them. And that's Tyler. So if Klaus dies, for sure Tyler dies.
Tyler dies.
Yep. And for some reason, we're supposed to care. Okay, so we go back to the Michelson mansion. Sorry, I'm hard on Tyler.
Of course we are supposed to care. It's Tyler.
Ugh, I don't care.
No, we do care.
You're Elena in this scenario. We do care. All right. So we go back to the Michelson mansion where Rebecca goes, ooh, you shouldn't have lied. And Klaus is like, yeah, because now that you did, maybe I'll just make Damon chew out his own tongue. And Klaus goes full raging ex-boyfriend and is like, I've given you someone to hate. I'm a great ex-boyfriend, you know? And Stefan turns his stake on Klaus. But when Klaus definitely threatens Damon's life, he has to step down. He has to. And Rebecca releases Damon. Like, she's like, all right, enough of this. And she says, bring us the rest of the stakes. You both live. Take your brother as a sign of good faith. And we don't understand why Rebecca would suddenly do this about face until the next scene when she's alone with Klaus. And she's like, you don't even care that Finn is dead.
Yeah.
And Klaus is even mocking Finn. And he's like, since when do you have a soft spot for the Salvators? And she says, they may fight like dogs, but at the end of the day, they would die for each other. Yeah. She's like, they understand the meaning of family. And she's like, this is how you would talk about me if I died, you know?
No.
Which is really, that's straight on. And he essentially says he's gonna move from the town, take Elena with him to keep creating his real family. Yeah, big problem for us. And Rebecca says, and if I want to stay behind, he says, then that makes you as pathetic as Finn.
Siblings. They never get around.
So we go to Stefan's room, where we get a very interesting scene between Elena and Stefan. Essentially, we find out Damon's gone off to go get Alaric's stake back, so that's kind of happening in the background. But Elena says that Stefan's anger scared her today. She's like, going up against Klaus on your own, you could have died. And he finally admits, like, he's finally made this breakthrough that Klaus isn't worth his time and energy. He expresses regret for letting her slip away from him. And he's like, just admit it. And she's like, I won't. She's like, it's not true. Like, I never stopped loving you. Yeah. And he's like, I know that. And he's like, and I love you, which is crazy. But he says, I want you to admit that you love Damon. And she doesn't say that. She says, I don't know what I feel. And he's like, all right, just like, tell me you don't have feelings for him. And like, she can't. But listen, I get that it's a bummer for Stefan that Elena and Damon have like bonded in the way that they have, especially in the face of what Stefan has done to Elena. But I don't understand why he doesn't get it here. Like, do you know what I mean? In season one, he was like, I understand that you and Damon have your own bond. Like, you've been through things together. You specifically have a vibe. She's not saying in this scene that she has stronger feelings for Damon than she does for him. She's not saying that. So I'm just like, Stefan, you can give it. Stop being so fucking broody. Take a win. There's nuance here, my man.
But also, like, he's Stefan.
He's Stefan. He's gotta be bummed out. Speaking of being bummed out, Alar can't find his stake. And Damon thinks it's a joke at first. He's like, ha.
No.
And Alaric is like, no, I can't find it. I didn't tell anybody. I'm the only one who... And they both realize at the same time that his alter ego hit it. And I love Damon goes, no.
Oh, maybe, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. Yep. And here's a line that they're definitely going to use on the Previously On next time, which is Damon saying, are you telling me that your vampire-hating alter ego hit a stake that could kill an entire bloodline of vampires, possibly mine?
Maybe.
That's exactly what I'm telling you.
Yeah.
And the episode ends. Okay, Christina, who are you taking and who are you staking from this episode?
Take them. Caroline and Alaric. They had that honest conversation because of her father. And take them. Klaus and Rebecca, because they always create trouble for everyone in town.
Yeah, it's so true. Well, I am taking Bonnie, and I'm putting her in a shock blanket with a cup of tea and a trauma recovery group.
Okay.
Preferably within a coven of witches that can protect her so that she can have more agency.
Okay.
And I'm staking the Scooby gang for not investigating that Bonnie was gone. I can't believe at this late stage of the game, you're not hearing from your friend.
Bonnie needs help.
You notice Damon was gone immediately. Come on.
What's the word of the day?
Well, I'm so glad you asked. The word of the day is eclectic. So that's an adjective. When something is described as eclectic, like a person's collection or different tastes, it includes things taken from many different sources. So like an eclectic mix. All right. So now we will both use eclectic in a sentence about the episode. Christina, what is your sentence?
The Michelson Mansion is eclectic.
Ooh, yes. I said that Sage gives the impression that she's turned an eclectic mix of humans in her time.
Ooh.
That's all for The Murder of One. You can support the podcast by going to the Buy Me a Coffee link in the show notes, following the show on social media, which is also in the show notes, or by leaving us a great review. You can also write into us at dearvampdiaries@gmail.com. I have been your host, Bridget, and Christina has been our guest today.
Yay!
Thanks for joining us, and tune in next time to find out if any of the other originals will try tequila for the first time.
Where was Elijah? My first episode doing this podcast, and Elijah wasn't there?
Dear Diary, We finally have our own stakes to kill an original. I'm not gonna miss because you can't whittle.
Dear Diary, walking down the stairs, opening the front door, and she's gone.
Dear Diary, I mean, did you learn nothing from the moonstone in the soap dish?
Dear Diary, I will sacrifice myself all over again.